Second Chronicles, Chapter 8. And it came to pass at the end of 20 years, in which Solomon had built the house of the Lord, and his own house, that the cities which Huram had restored to Solomon, Solomon rebuilt them, and caused the children of Israel to dwell there. And Solomon went to Hamath Zoba, and prevailed against it. And he built Timnah in the wilderness, and all the storage cities, which he built in Hamath. Also he built Upper Beth Horon, and Lower Beth Horon, fortified cities, with walls, gates, and bars. And Baalath, and all the storage cities that Solomon had, and all the chariot cities, and the cities for the horsemen, and all that Solomon desired to build in Jerusalem, and in Lebanon, and throughout all the land of his dominion. As for all the people that were left of the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, who were not of Israel, but of their descendants, who were left after them in the land, whom the children of Israel consumed not, them did Solomon put to forced labor until this day. But of the children of Israel Solomon made no slaves for his work, but they were men of war, and chief of his captains, and captains of his chariots and horsemen. And these were the chief of King Solomon's officers, even 250, that bore rule over the people. And Solomon brought up the daughter of Pharaoh out of the city of David unto the house that he had built for her, for he said, My wife shall not dwell in the house of David king of Israel, because the places are holy, to which the ark of the Lord has come. Then Solomon offered burnt offerings unto the Lord on the altar of the Lord, which he had built before the vestibule, even according to a certain duty every day, offering according to the commandment of Moses, on the Sabbaths, and on the new moons, and on the solemn feasts, 3 times in the year, even in the feast of unleavened bread, and in the feast of weeks, and in the feast of tabernacles. And he appointed, according to the order of David his father, the divisions of the priests to their service, and the Levites to their charges, to praise and serve before the priests, as the duty of every day required, the gatekeepers also by their divisions at every gate, for so had David the man of God commanded. And they departed not from the command of the king unto the priests and Levites concerning any matter, or concerning the treasuries. Now all the work of Solomon was accomplished unto the day of the foundation of the house of the Lord, and until it was finished. So the house of the Lord was completed. Then went Solomon to Ezion-Geber, and to Eloth, at the seaside in the land of Edom. And Huram sent him ships by the hands of his servants, and servants that had knowledge of the sea, and they went with the servants of Solomon to Ophir, and took from there 450 talents of gold, and brought them to King Solomon.